Welcome to Cody Catch Up. My name is Jamie Jones, and this is kind of like a special episode because it's episode 150 of the podcast. Now, one of the things I want to talk about in regards to the podcast, so I've tried to move away from that wording you might have noticed in a lot of the most recent releases. I've just said welcome to Cody Catch Up instead of saying welcome to the Cody Catch Up podcast, and that's because I am kind of mixing the video and audio together. So if you don't know, there's a YouTube channel, youtube.com/CodyCatchUp. That's if you're just listening to this. Now, what I've been doing, which is kind of like a little experiment, and I'm still semi on the fence about it. Like I thought, yeah, great, but I don't know. Where I'd actually just take the audio from the video and put it into the podcast. So that way I was kind of getting two things done at once. So I was able to do the more visual side of things, as well as provide the audio as well, and that saved me a lot of time because time's pretty precious. But I'm really not too sure. Like some things, like I feel like I'm trying to walk a fine line of walking the fine line of providing the right content for the right medium, and some things that I'm doing for the video side of things, just I can't translate to just audio. You're really going to miss out. And then the same thing with audio, you're not getting the quality as good because of the setup I've got. So I'm filming everything on the G7X Mark II. Great Canon little camera. Or built-in audio, it's not too bad, but I generally try not to use it. I'm using it in this one, this video here. But then I've also got the Rode SmartLav Plus, but that has issues every now and then with the app on the phone. Like sometimes I record the audio levels really low, sometimes it'll be a bit too high, and it's just frustrating. So I'd love to kind of get to some kind of solution that would give good audio, or as good audio as what I do with the podcast when I'm just doing the audio, because the audio is all through the Blue Yeti here. So it's a great USB microphone. And the quality is great, but you've got to be really close up to it. So it doesn't really work as well for the video stuff. So you can sit back a bit and like have it off screen, but it just doesn't sound anywhere near as good. So ideally, I'd love to upgrade to like a Canon 80D or even a 6D, which would be even better. That'd be kind of my preference. And then get some kind of mic that plugs straight onto it, and I don't have to worry about syncing up the audio or anything like that. And I do know you can sync the audio with Final Cut, but I use Premiere, and I don't know of any way to sync the audio automatically. And so I've got to do a clap, and if I take a break, then I'm going to come back and clap again. And if I do try and match it up and it's slightly off, you do notice, or at least I notice, that when I talk, there might be this slight delay, and it's just out, and it really annoys me. So there's those kind of things I really want to fix up with the channel, and try and find the right... just try to find the right kind of, I don't know. It's just something I really need to work on. But what's coming up, so seeing as it's episode 150, it's good to talk about, you know, the podcast. So thank you to everyone who has subscribed, who has commented, tweeted, DM'd me, emailed me. I really appreciate it. Those things go a long way. And it's nice to see, like, I do this to kind of get my own thoughts out, be a little bit creative, but it's mainly to help people who might be coming up in the industry, and you know, whether it's a male, female, whatever, or if you're new or even experienced and you just want to find out about new stuff, because some people do find it hard to, who's experienced, to find out about new things that they may want to try, or just keeping up with the news, because it's so hard to keep up with it. There's just so much information, and if you're really dedicated to your job and doing things like full on, like really getting into it, there's usually not a lot of time that you want to be sitting around watching for news about the latest this and that, or a new approach to something or something happening. So it's good to be able to just go to a single source or a couple smaller sources and do that, rather than scouring Twitter all the time or watching tons of YouTube videos or subscribing to heaps of newsletters. So there's benefits there. And then if you're new, this is, I feel like it's a what I'm trying to achieve is to impart some knowledge on things. Like, it doesn't mean everything I talk about you need to try, but just to be aware about it, and maybe it might pique your interest and you'll be able to go and do it, and who knows, it might go onto something that you really love. I've had people with that before. They didn't know about something and they've tried it and like, wow, this is great, this has improved how I work on certain projects and things like that. So that's incredibly rewarding, so it's good to see that side of things. So yeah, video and audio, long tangent, sorry. video and audio, I don't know if I'm going to keep them like together or if I'm going to go back to splitting things out. I'm really not too sure about that. Now for the website, so if people are wondering about podcasting, so I'm using Simplecast and they can give you a website, you can customize a few things. But I feel like it's not doing what I really need it to do for me. Now that's just for the website. So for the actual podcast hosting part of things, Simplecast, I still recommend them every single day of the week. I don't even know the others or other options out there these days, like besides self-hosting anymore. Simplecast really is my go-to. It's affordable, gives me all the stats I really need, at least for this point in time. And it just works. It's a great, great platform. So Simplecast team, awesome job, smashing it. That's really great. And I believe Aaron Dowd, the podcast dude, is actually working for them. Pretty sure he is. So expect awesome things from that. He is a brilliant talent and he really knows his stuff. I'm pretty sure he's coming onto Simplecast to help with podcasters or podcasts and kind of get them doing the things they need to do. I'm pretty sure that's what his job was going to be. I might be wrong there. Aaron, if you're watching this or listening to this, please correct me. But yeah, awesome, awesome stuff. That's another thing. If you're getting into podcasts, check out the podcast dude, Aaron Dowd. Brilliant, brilliant guy. He knows his stuff and tremendously helpful. It's really helped me over the years getting this podcast going and finding topics and things like that. Really, really great resource. Shout out, Aaron. Brilliant. So yeah, I want to change up the website. I've started designing in Sketch and I have a really big trouble. I don't know if anyone else has this issue, but I have a big issue trying to design for myself. I try and design something and it always looks horrible. It's just, I don't know what it is. I've got this thing. It's like back in high school, I just couldn't do tests in class all day. Great, couldn't do tests. So it was just horrible. Same thing with designing for myself. I just really find it hard to design things for me. Like if I and design it for someone else, fine, you know, like I'm not a designer, but I think I can still do a decent-ish job. But yeah, it's just one of those things, like designing for myself, just can't do it. But I'm sort of happy with how the structure's coming along so far. I've only spent a few hours on it, so I've kind of got that sketched out. I won't show it now because it's still heavily work in progress, but I'm going to be replacing that, and it's going to be more of a hub for everything with everything to do with Code Catch-Up. Beginning with my numbers, I thought I'd show these here because I don't really mind showing my numbers. Some people might be a bit secretive about them, but I'm not. So downloads today, 21. Downloads this week, 711. Downloads last week, 810. It's down 12.2%. This fluctuates for me. So if you ever see this and you're starting out a podcast, these numbers change quite regularly. And I don't know how accurate the statistics and the analytics are, but as you can see, I started down here in January 2015, and we're going all the way to January 2018, so a few years now. But overall, that's a 74,000 unique downloads. I believe they're uniques, and you can see it's grown substantially. So there was a small takeoff, which I just think was from me tweeting things out properly, and it climbed, and then there was always this dip. I've noticed a trend. So around from about October down to January, things dip down. Now this is, again, if we go over to October, and see there's this dip to January, and then it picks up again. And then again, it's starting to do it over here for this year. So it's dropping down. But it's averaging around at the moment, around the 4,000 mark. There was a bit of a dip there, and then back up to the 4,000. I think I just chose some bad topics. I think that people just weren't interested in it at the time. There might have been something else going on around then that was more interesting than anything else, but otherwise it's been pretty consistent with those, so I'm pretty happy with those numbers. Like I'm usually not focused on the numbers, but I try and look at them every now and then to see that I'm kind of still hitting the right points that's going to be useful for people, because it's like it's a good outlet for me to do what I need to do. But sometimes you want to make sure that you're putting something out there that people are going to find useful, so having those numbers kind of gives me an indication that it's doing all right. Some of it is just literally putting out the extra tweet that gets the extra 50-100 views for that podcast. I think each episode, roughly within the first month, averages around like 400 or 500 views. I think it is something like that. That has lately. I think total, if you map it out over the 2 years, I think it's like 300 or something like that. And then there's the YouTube channel, which it's 139 subscribers now. And I'm quite surprised at this. I really didn't think it would get that many subscribers so quickly. Like, it's still a tiny number, but it's growing. So to show you some stats on the channel, because I haven't been really been doing it for that long. 8,470 views, 139 subscribers, and in the last 28 days, 1,270 minutes. That's it kind of blows my mind, the numbers of these things. Views 588, subscribers 11. So in the past 28 days, got 11 additional subscribers. It's interesting there, and a bunch of comments. Which this is one of the things I really appreciate. Like, besides the DMs and the emails and stuff like that, is the comments. It's really good to get that engagement and to hear from people that, you know, that they got some use or found some substance from the podcast or the videos. It's been really great, and to hear people enjoying the podcast. So thanks for those kind words. It really does give a little bit of a boost to know that what you're doing's resonating with people and really doing good things for them, hopefully. So, but as for the podcast and the YouTube channel, I'm going to continue on with it. There's been times when I've been like, oh, I really just want to do my own thing and not have to worry about writing up show notes to run off, or just as I normally do, run off the cuff. So I might use some notes and just go off that, or I might not have any and just go, oh, this is a cool topic I want to talk about, and I'll just blurt it out. Like, it'd be like sort of like a rant. But it does take a lot of time, especially doing the video stuff. Like, I might take 3 hours to do this video, for example, to record it, edit it, audio upload, all that kind of stuff. It takes a bit of time. So there was times I thought about, oh, I really should focus on this instead, but then I still kind of enjoy it quite a lot. And then when you see people commenting and things like that, it really gives you that little boost, because there is a lot of time spent on these kind of things. So if you haven't tried it, try it, and you'll see what I mean. It does take up a considerable amount of time. But I'm rambling on and going on here. So I just want to thank everyone who has subscribed, contributed in some way, liked, etc. Spread the word. Really do appreciate that. It's exciting things to come. I've got a pretty big schedule now. Like, I've started to schedule things out into groups where I'll record a series of things throughout a week. I'm probably going to slow that down after this first initial lot. I just want to have like a backlog that I can go back to if there's times when I might be too busy or something like that to get onto. So I'm doing that at the moment, and I've got a nice list of things I want to talk about: topics, tools, tutorials, things like that. So stay tuned for that. If you want to find out more, make sure you subscribe. And if you're enjoying everything, please give it a like and tell your friends. If you're listening to this in iTunes, a rating and review would be awesome. Check out codacatchup.com and check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/codacatchup. But other than that, we'll catch you in the next one. Bye.